Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Connor Lawler. Welcome back to our week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is just too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my partner in crime, my best pal, Mr. Sean Mead. Sean, how's it going?
I'm flying it, Connor. How about yourself? How are you getting on these days?
It's too positive.
Yeah, it's a sunny day. It's nice weather. What's a man to do?
When you're not anxious, it kind of makes me anxious. It's a weird role reversal situation.
What monkey's paw bargain did you make? That you're very chilled out until the second your friend is calm.
Because when you're not anxious, something's gone terribly wrong. And I'm like, oh no, there's something in the force.
Well, it's not like I have performance anxiety about weird news anymore, because it's just become us talking about various things that happened in our lives.
True. So, Sean, I mean, this is weird news. What do we do here?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, a man who's been too busy divulging secrets of his personal life to look at any weird news.
Last week was a very heavy week for the old, you know, the inner workings of Sean's brain.
There was a bit of a history of Sean happened, which I have an update on, by the way, actually. So,
an update on your life.
Yes, I know. I'm as surprised as anyone. But we went through the fact that I used to be a little boy traffic warden when I was in primary school.
If you didn't listen to the episode, there's no context needed. It's absolutely fine.
In the space of me being from the ages of like 9 to 12, I was a traffic warden and an altar boy. And you laughed at me and you said I would have been bullied for this, Connor. But little did you know that we recorded the show last week and we put it out for people. And Waffles messaged in. And Waffles had the exact same thing. Traffic warden and altar boy.
Just because there's two of you doesn't make it right.
On opposite sides of the world, my friend. I would thrive in New Zealand.
So, this is one of our patrons, Waffles. I mean, what I would say is that I've met you and him, and it doesn't I don't know if it helps, because, like, now, I thought you were both, like, bit iffy before this, and now I'm still thinking you're both a bit iffy.
You're just calling people out. Like, me is fine. I'm on the show. I can defend myself.
No, but I'm showing you in, so it's fine.
Are you saying I'm bringing waffles down here?
Waffles will know I'm joking. He'll know I'm joking. We'll get him on to take it piss out of us. Look, I think you had a lovely childhood. It's very good to be a lollipop boy and an altar boy, and you definitely don't get bullied, and they're two noble professions. I'm proud of you. I'm proud you made it this far, brother.
Hang in there, friend.
Hang in there. It's only Monday. Oh, man. But yeah, I think we need to get into weird news this
probably
week,
should,
Sean,
yeah.
Because just another peek behind the curtain is that I was at work today and I didn't really get a chance. You know what? Normally, I spend a bit of time putting together these shows, trying to get all the right news stories. Today, I've gone speed mode in that I got a bit caught up doing other stuff.
Yeah.
And this is 17 minutes I have found these stories. And I think after 5 years, I've now become a robot in that I can scan the internet and pick these out.
You've become AI at this point. Like, you're just going off of
that might
examples.
Help us. That might replace us at some point. So that would be really helpful.
If it could synthesize our voices, game's over. You're getting nothing.
But so you just
lads.
Bring in Chris O'Dowd's voice.
Oh, yeah. We'll just fucking bring in Chris O'Dowd, won't we? And he can research weird news.
Well, you fucking don't. Anyway, so we're starting off this week with a story of drama, a story of crime, a story, it's a thriller, if you will. And I have to admit, this story made me laugh for I don't know why, maybe it says something more about me, but I have... Bouncy Castle business owner sentenced to prison after ordering arson attacks on rivals and himself.
To throw him off the scent, was it?
Yes.
Genius. That's a me suggestion, right? I feel, yeah, burn down your own Bouncy Castle.
Now you're thinking, now down there for dancing. A Bouncy Castle business owner has been sentenced to prison, Sean. This is in Melbourne, and this is the Victoria County Police have stated that the Melbourne-based business owner was completely fixated on ensuring the success of his company and would go to extreme lengths to fight off his competitors.
Like, it's the Bouncy Castle business that competitive. I suppose it has its ups and downs.
Oh, yes. And even when it's in a recession, it'll bounce back.
Oh,
so James Balcombe, 58, was jailed yesterday after reportedly pleading guilty to 11 charges of conspiracy to commit arson against fellow competitors in the party hire equipment business.
I mean...
It's a cutthroat area.
It is a cutthroat area. Like, trying to burn down... This is a stupid question. Trying to burn down the castles or, like, the warehouse that they're based out of?
If you take them out castle by castle, surely it's a lost cause.
Well, no, I mean, look, you get a regiment of inflatable knights, have them sack the castle, and then you're the new king of the land.
Why did he first enter the party hire industry with awesome party hire around 2006, Sean? So he's been around a while. Everything changed when he expanded his horizons to Bouncy Castle Hire some years later in 2012. So around 2012 is his start of his Walter White Breaking Bad transfer. His new persona kind of starts coming out because he becomes a bit of... No, he's ahead of the table now. He's kind of leading the way around 2011. And so he was hell-bent on keeping his business afloat. He devised a plot to really outdo his competitors once and for all because he had multiple competitors in the Melbourne area all hired out Bouncy Castles.
There's enough business to go around, though. It's Melbourne. Like, there's so much people.
There'll be even more business if they are all ash. Then you will have all of the business.
But then, no, because you reach a point of diminishing returns where you can no longer meet the demand. There's not enough supply, you know? And then it's all over. No one gets a Bouncy Castle anymore.
But he's okay with that. He's fine.
He's fine with it.
He just wants to win. Right? So he apparently, around 2016, he decides he's going to go into crime as a way to get one over on his competitors.
2016? This isn't even like post-COVID desperation or some shit.
No.
Like, man.
He met with two men, Sean, Craig Anderson and Peter Smith, the most basic of all names for both of them. I think it's perfect. Craig Anderson and Peter Smith, and instructed them to torch two bouncy castle firms to ashes in exchange for a grand per attack.
That's not... that. I would charge more for an arson attack. I'm not saying my number, but I would charge more.
Because if anyone's listening, I won't say a specific number, but I will do it for money. Wait, no.
Make me an offer.
I'll see what I'm up to that day. While co-offender Smith stopped after the first two attacks. So Peter Smith, he does the first two burdens and then develops a conscience. He's like, you know what? I don't know, James, if this is the way to go about this. I feel like we're just burning people's bouncy castles to the ground and maybe ruining a lot of children's days.
Yeah, and surely could there's less conspicuous ways to take out your bouncy castle competitors than by burning down the building that they're based out of.
I would...
Do you have any
I would
idea
suggest...
how cheap a packet of sewing needles is, Connor?
I was about to say, just get like 15 needles and just walk around it and pop it multiple times. Because you can like put sellotape or tape over one, but you won't find all 15.
Exactly, yeah, and put them on the bottom so it's too late, like when it's inflated, you know? You need to give them the... Because if you burn them down, they get sympathy, right?
Mm.
So you need to give them the reputation of having shit bouncy castles. Like, I'm talking... childhood. Okay, so, did you ever play the game on a bouncy castle where you're in the castle and then for a laugh, you turn off the pump and you let it deflate on top of everyone?
I can't say I have. I'll be honest, maybe I did. Maybe I did, but not recently.
It was a regular feature at the me and family get-togethers. You know, communions, birthdays, that kind of thing. Turn off the pump, castle starts going down, turn it back on, gets inflated again. My cousin got electrocuted doing it once.
I knew somebody was going to be harmed at some stage.
Well, we were also deflating a bouncy castle on a load of children. Pretty bad in itself.
I don't, would you get away with that now? Is that,
no.
Probably not great.
Heavens no. Heavens no. There's probably all kinds of health and safety forms you have to sign now. Mm. This isn't me being like, oh, it's gone so woke, the bouncy castle.
No, it's
industry.
Gone soft. No. That's what it is. You can't even suffocate your own child at a bouncy castle anymore. If I want to, I will.
We used to get the same bouncy castle every time as well. I don't know how we managed it. I suppose there's one company in the town that had a bouncy castle.
I assume there's only one because he burned down all of his competitors.
This is true. This is true, Connor. My friend had a bouncy castle at a party who had a slide on it once, and that shit cut the legs off you because it was a hot day and you'd stick to it on the way down.
And you were wearing little short shorts.
Oh,
little boy
the shortest shorts.
Shorts
you can imagine.
Little boys in shorts. Just burning the shit out of their legs.
Oh, it was the blurst
of
times.
What, you know what cheers me up about that visual image is the first time you go down, you get burnt to shit. Yeah. And I know you at 8 years old is like, I'm going to go up again and see if it happens again.
Maybe I did it wrong the first time, you know.
Maybe I did it wrong. You'd be like, it's me.
It's my fault. It's okay, guys. Don't worry.
Everyone's back at their knees is all burned and their calves off. Fuck.
Terrible feeling. But the fun you have on the way down, it's really worth it.
So Peter Smith, right, he grows a conscience after two burnings. And he's like, I don't want to be involved in this. But more incidents followed, Shaw, with a similar pattern. Judge Stuart Bale said, you told them you wanted the jumping castle.
Sorry, the judge's last name is Bale.
Bales, yeah.
Bales, okay. So
Bales
people
Stuart
out.
Bales.
Yeah.
You told them you wanted the jumping castles affected so the other companies wouldn't be making money. James Balcom even ordered an arson attack on his own factory in order to deflect suspicion that it could be him, which... is so fucking smart, it's dumb.
Yeah, it's such a good move. It's the thickest thing you could possibly do at that point.
Because he must have realised the heat was on. I assume he's gotten through like 5 or 6 attacks, yeah, right? And everyone's like, well, James's company actually hasn't been hit. It's very weird that he's the only one out of all of us in the Melbourne area that is completely getting away scot-free here from these arson attacks.
Do you think there's a group chat for owners of inflatable companies?
I think they started one. I think the other four started one without James.
Without James.
When they'd all been taken out and they're kind of like, I'm not saying he's doing it. I'm just saying he's a big fan of fucking matches. And he goes around saying maybe some puns about flames and fire. Wow, that mix track was flames, wasn't it, John? Ha 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 ha. That's what he said to me. Maybe. I think he's an arsonist.
It's all coming together. Also, all of these people on SoundCloud are arsonists.
Their idea is to go through all of SoundCloud.
This like, is where arsonist, they gather.
Arsonist.
But maybe... Yeah, because maybe we're giving him credit being like he came up with the idea independently to set fire to his own building. I think someone might have, he might have caught wind that people were saying, but that guy hasn't been burned yet. And then he did the arson attack.
And then he burns down the Oli factory, but suspiciously moves all of his equipment out of that factory before it burns down even.
Like, 6 years though, like he got away with it, 7 years even. He got away with it for quite a while.
So while many of the attacks, which were started by lighting fuel or Molotov cocktails...
Jesus Christ! Which is very dangerous if you're throwing it into a bouncy castle, by the way. Because that could come right back at you.
They're not going to do it when it's blowing up, you fucking lunatic.
This is why I charge extra.
You have a level of danger.
The visual image of me trying to smash a Molotov cocktail on the side of a bouncy castle.
In my head it's the slidey one, and it bounces around the back and comes back down the slide and flips and flies into you.
Cracks against the side of my head.
Oh no, I'm on fire now.
It's probably my fault, don't worry.
No, that actually would be shot.
I threw it.
Yeah, you threw it. That is actually your... Well, many of the Molotov cocktails to take out a fucking bouncy castle company is amazing, by the way.
Beautiful.
This lad genuinely thinks he's in The Sopranos. Like, he's running a crime gang.
Oh, it's his empire, like, that he's keeping up with here.
Now, they only caused minor damage. I don't know how much minor damage you can cause with a Molotov cocktail. There was one particular incident that destroyed a staggering 100 bouncy castles of one of his competitors.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. No.
100. So many. That's so many bouncy. Who makes bouncy castles?
All of them.
Where do you get one? Where do you just get one?
Question. You can't just get. Who makes that? Because somebody's got to make it to give it to them.
Yeah, like, see, if I Google, like, bouncy castle buy, right?
It's no, just it's gonna that'll give you the companies ones. You can rent it off or buy it off. But who's given the bouncy castles to them?
Oh, just we're on dundeal.ie, boys. Let's see what happens here. Holy, there's clearly someone clearing out a load of bouncy castles from their equipment. There's a load of them in Louth up for sale.
How much are we talking?
We're talking. It's a big one. It's an inflatable sports arena.
Fuck.
2,500
beans. Jeez, you'd be set for life, though.
Angry Birds obstacle course in Mayo, 1,500. Your standard bouncy castle for sale, Connor. Now, this varies quite a bit. There's one in Kildare for $1,000. There's one in Waterford for £250.
That's going to have a hole in it, surely.
Has to. You're not getting the full bouncy castle for that price.
It's one of those where it's so low you got to question what's going on. There's been somebody murdered it. There's like chalk outline on it.
And, I think a lot of them might not come with pumps. That might be the issue. So the pump cost.
Here's a bouncy castle. Get your own fucking pump.
Just figure it out there, boys. Some of these are terrifying, man. If anyone... wants to skill fucking 15 minutes, just go look at used bouncy castles on whatever fucking used service site you have, because some of them look absolutely haunted.
It just, they look like something has happened. An incident has occurred on one of them, and yeah, they need to be gotten rid of.
This is the thing, is like at the Disco Dome, what, for 2,300 quid, and one photo.
There's got to be cocaine residue on the Disco Dome.
There's all kinds of residue in the Disco Dome,
oh,
my friend.
Oh, no. At the Disco Dome.
You have to ask, what kind of person buys a bouncy castle outright and then tries to sell it on again?
What kind of person wants to buy the Disco Dome is the question.
Yeah, who? Yeah, what's? Yeah,
the rental. Can you think of anyone in your life or anyone listening to this? Can you think of a time where you're like, you know what would really make my apartment stand up? It's going to be shining. A big fucking bouncy castle in the middle of the sitting room would really make it nice.
What if you came back from work one day, right? And in your backyard, without your permission, I had set up the Disco Dome, inflated it, and then just left.
It'd be kind of like, thanks? I mean, I support, but like, how many days are you getting out of it before you're like, right, that's a bouncy castle?
Yeah, like, there's only so many events in the year you can bust it out. In Ireland,
you can only say, wee, so many times before eventually you're going to be like, I'm sick of the fucking bouncy castle.
Yeah, the thrill of the bouncy castle wears off quite quickly after entrance. Especially as a 20-something-year-old man with a bad knee.
You'd be done. In my head, you bounce once and your knee just bends behind your head. And it's like, okay, well, that's the end.
Just kick myself in the back of the face.
So the arson attack that destroyed the 100 bouncy castles was at an uninsured firm, A&A Jumping Castles. And it went on to require a whopping $800,000 or $1.5 million dues in repair works. So in the following days, Anderson Smith and an unnamed third person were arrested for the attack. The three co-offenders made full admissions for the crimes, with Anderson and Smith nominating James Balcombe as the instigator. So they immediately put it on him.
They ratted him out. And fair play, he seems like a bad dude.
Yeah, but the fact that he burned his own bouncy castle lot down apparently lengthened out the fact that it lengthened out the time before he was arrested quite significantly, because the police kept thinking, who would burn down his own company? It makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah, surely no one would be that dumb to set fire to their own property.
But do you want to know what the judge said? I have an exact quote for the judge.
Please do.
It consumed your every waking moment, and you were continually thinking of ways to maximise and advance your business. You wanted to eliminate your competition so you would succeed, your business being the number one business in the industry.
That judge knows he's going to end up in the paper, right? So he's just fucking going for it.
He wrote that the night before. There's no way he's coming up that.
Yeah, he did a couple of drafts of that one.
Like. During the sentencing, which took place last Thursday, Bales declared that Balcombe's offending caused significant loss, suffering, and emotional trauma, and he will be in prison for 11 years for a man he committed lots of burnings.
Outside of the whimsical nature of it being a bouncy castle, he did just instigate a load of fires.
I feel like any plan that makes use of Molotov cocktails, you're on the wrong side of it.
What about? No, I really can't justify that one.
If your step is, tell you what we'll do, lads, we'll make a load of Molotov cocktails and we'll take it from there, you're already going the wrong direction.
Yeah, you've failed at the first hurdle there when you start introducing improvised explosives.
I think this might be the most, like, Florida man would also think of burning his old place down, but I've never, Australia man, he's thinking up ways to try and get away from the law here. How far would you go with your own damage to get, sure, it couldn't be me.
Oh, I mean, like, I'd put myself in the hospital if I thought I'd get away with it.
In a coma.
I wake up 7 years later. Fool them.
Yeah, and you're in the court. You wake up and you're behind your lawyers beside you, like, you actually have 11 years there, sorry.
And then I'll go right back to sleep.
Back to sleep. It's
fine. I wake up, walk out like nothing happened.
Molotov cocktail on your own house. Why not?
It's a risky move, but it might pay off.
Don't tell the kids. Just do it.
Just fucking do it, boys.
It was so ridiculous that he started burning his own stuff down. I was like, how much do you have to love bouncy castles and your ability to want to be Tony Soprano just coming like together?
The king of the bouncy castle, like.
Mm. So Sean, we're going to have to move on to our next piece of weird news. And what I have here is a woman who has gone through a trouble that we've all done. Is sometimes you've carried too much baggage with you on the plane. Sometimes you're overweight, Sean. Now that's in terms of suitcase. Don't be like, oh, what are you saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, like sometimes you pack too much. We had a luggage discussion only the other day, how the suitcase can play into things.
I brought out my suitcase knowledge.
About time, says I.
Yeah, about time. So a passenger on a flight thought she was really clever, Sean, because woman fined by airline after attempting to wear all her extra baggage on the flight.
All of it.
All of it.
It's not a bad move, depending on how, like, if it's, what, like two t-shirts and two jackets, maybe? I could see that working.
So Adriana Ocampo put all of her extra clothes on to get onto the Jetstar flight from Melbourne to Adelaide. This is two Australian stories back to back.
Lads, what are you
She couldn't get her luggage under the weight restrictions, meaning that she had to pay a fine. The 19-year-old was making her way home with her friend and was told that her baggage was overweight. She'd hoped that nobody would notice, but after they did, she then basically put on half of her suitcase in one go and sat on the plane looking gigantic.
Is that technically allowed? Because the rule only says you can't have it in the bags.
True.
Which
true.
Is a bullshit rule designed to get them to sell upgrades to your flight. But
she apparently stuck on 5.5 kilograms worth of clothing.
That is going to weigh on you over the course of the flight. Like, that sounds miserable, to be honest.
Just to avoid paying $65 dues in a fine.
I also would not pay 65 quid. Well, actually, $65, that's about like €30, I want to say.
Oh, no, but it's just the principle of it that I really enjoy. You can give us €30 or you could wear nearly 6 kg of extra clothes on this 2-hour flight.
I mean, like, it's a tough argument to make. I guarantee as well no one has ever paid the 60 quid. Like,
you think?
I think most people just bullshit their way through somehow.
Really? I would be of the, I'm more like, you'd go down. I think you'd get life in prison.
What?
Yeah, I think death penalty or life in prison are the only two consequences to maybe even being a kg overweight.
All right. Jeez, yeah, you're pretty intense, aren't you, bud?
I just grew up in an airport, you know what I mean? I feel really strongly about
these
things.
Tom Hanks in the terminal, yeah.
I'm Tom Hanks in the terminal's son, yes, that is actually correct, yes.
I love jazz. We booked flights to Japan and you're allowed like 45 kilograms on that thing.
Fuck
like,
off.
Across a couple of bags, like, it's mad. I don't know, I don't own 45 kilograms worth of stuff.
There's no way you need that. How many days are you going for?
Going for, what is it, like, I think it's like 12 days or something like that.
There's no way you need more than 7 tops. Right?
No, absolutely. Because like, you can wash shit over there and you can buy t-shirts. Like, it's fucking, I don't get it. This is like me trying to.
My favourite is when you go away for like 3 days, you're like, better bring 19 pairs of socks. You never know, I might step in a puddle.
Here's the thing, actually, because I'm going to Lisbon in for like a week, right? In the summer. Mm. And I'm genuinely, Connor, I'm going to bring like 20 pairs of boxers. Because I'm like, what if I shit myself 3 times a day?
Yep.
For a week.
How many times have you shitted yourself today?
Zero, thank God.
Yesterday? But
zero, again.
In the last 12 months?
I don't think I think I'm going.
Does it count when you're drunk? Sober shitting.
No, I've never shit myself drunk. I've never, I've been ill, like, This isn't a conversation.
But all I'm saying, Sean,
I'm just saying I'd rather have him and not need him.
What are the odds that you shit yourself 3 times in one day?
Low, but not zero.
They're 0.00001. If
what
that
if
helps.
I get food poisoning? Huh?
There's no way if you got food poisoning that you would shit yourself every time you needed to shit. Like, if you had food poisoning, you might shit yourself once and then go to the hotel room and you'd be like, Jesus, I'm really sick. Better stay near the toilet.
I'd want to be having the crack out
you
there.
You put on a fresh pair and just go out for another walk.
That'll buy me 15 minutes there, lads.
Like, nobody's ever done that. Nobody's ever shit themselves, put on a new pair and thought, better go back outside to run some errands.
Right, back to it, soul.
Back to it. You go, I'm going to stick around here until something passes.
Maybe I'll just bring the one pair.
No, not one. There has to be a happy medium. Like
14.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you how many days are you going for?
A week. So, like...
Well, I mean, definitely bring 7.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Like, definitely 7. And then, yeah. Yeah, bring 14. That'll be grand.
What if I want
a shower in the middle of the day? Yeah, you know, and then a nice change.
Okay, 9.
Has to be a round number.
Why?
I don't know. It just has to be, okay?
My volume on my laptop currently is 5, and my volume on my TV is 37.
Okay, the 37 is psychotic. That's a prime number. And then also, the laptop being in increments of 5 is fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll put it to whatever number makes you most uncomfortable. I don't mind.
Oh, really? The most uncomfortable one in that scenario would be a 7 or a 9. But
a 9 is great because it's not 10, but it's also not 5 or 8.
No, and also has some level of satisfaction with the fact that it's based on 3.
I'm doing 11. I'm on 11 now at the minute.
Oh, that wouldn't work for me now, Connor. Again, prime number, it's fucked.
What with the radio in the car? What volume are you taking? You have to go 35 to 40?
It will be 35. I would skip 36 because I prefer 35 over that. 35, 38 or 40 I would go for.
So not 37?
Not 37, heavens no.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think numbers have personalities?
Yes.
Yes.
Days of the week here have colours.
It's taken 5 years, but we have finally gotten to the centre of what he is. Okay, here we go.
And the answer is fucking mental.
He shits himself 3 times a day, apparently. But
wish it were 4.
What kind of personality does a 4 have?
A 4? Here's the thing. A 4 is square as well. So a 4 is rough and coarse.
What?
Look. That's the kind of personality. It's kind of rough personality.
Okay, what's 5?
5 is friendly.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. That's just what it is. He seems like he has things under control.
What about 7?
Seven's cool. Seven is cool. That's the personality. 7's a cool number.
It's the cool one. Is 7.
Yeah. I'd be a 7 if I was a number.
Not with this conversation. Certainly not. What about an 8?
An 8 is a dad. That's its personality. I don't know why.
What about a 9?
A 9 is a mam.
I think this. You know what? I don't want to crush your dreams, right? You believe whatever you want to believe.
Thanks,
okay. But like, surely maths in school must have been very difficult to not be emotionally attached to whatever number came out.
Yeah, but sometimes you get a number that's good, and then like, you know, it ends up well. You know,
sometimes you get a number that's good.
Look, okay.
Do you know what the good number is? Normally the right answer if it's maths.
Yeah, but no, there is just correct answers in maths. But there's some that you get that makes you happy.
You can have a good
5
number.
Times 5 is a fucking godsend. Like,
why?
Because it's 25, which is an odd number, but it's the good. It's the best odd
number.
But it's
2 fives.
It's 2 fives, which make a 10.
How do you feel about 9 nines being 81?
I like 81 because if you add 9 to it, you get 90, which is better.
If you do that with any number, you get...
I know, but that's the one that's in the times tables.
Like, if you... 9 sixes is 54. If you add 6, you get 60.
That's true. I prefer 54 over 60 as a number for some reason.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't have this, like, catalogue. This is just, like, when you say these numbers, this is how
you're
my
just
brain
feeling it.
Fires.
You're just going off vibes at the minute. But if anyone else feels this way, Sean, you mentioned last week that there's a survey that people do at the end of, on Spotify, at the end of the episode,
yes,
correct?
Yes, that it asks you what you thought of the episode. I think we can pop questions into that. I'm not quite sure how it works. But
could everyone put in their favourite number and least favourite number into that, just so we know where everyone stands? Also, if you don't think numbers mean anything, put that in as well.
They don't mean anything. This is just what I live with. I don't know what it is. You can definitely diagnose it as something, but I'm not doing that.
Well, you can diagnose the shits as well. If anyone's got anything for that.
Yeah, if anyone has any tips on that, please let me know.
Stop eating wheat.
Nah, I love wheat too much.
I just love it. I just love it too much. Guinness and bread. That's all I live on.
Oh, this is the famine meal.
Also, if anyone has a TikTok, we put up a TikTok video today. Our Guardians of the Galaxy. Just a little clip. Just kind of promotion for the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 review that we did last week, if you want to go listen to that. But it's on our Instagram as well. I think it's a reel on Instagram. That's what the kids say. It's on Facebook and Twitter and TikTok. But I don't really understand TikTok, but Sean does. So he's down with the kids.
I post a video every so often when we have one. That's what I do.
When we have one.
God, we need to get a better editor for those, don't we?
No, I think you're good. And it's 40 seconds long, apparently.
Yeah, which is the optimal length for a TikTok or Instagram reel, I've read.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just thought you based it off your favourite number, 40.
No, well, look, this is true as well. Yeah. I don't have a favourite number, I will say. I have preferences, but I don't have a favourite.
So if I said to you, what's your pick a number between 1 and 10, what's your go-to?
Probably 8 or 4.
8 or 4?
Yeah.
Lunatic numbers.
What are you going for? Are you going for 6?
Everyone goes 7 or 3.
That's because everyone wants you to go 7. And then 3 is an outlier. I wouldn't say people say 3 all that.
Oh, come on. But 3 is like, you know what I mean? 3 is like... I'm not getting to do a person that says you're too about numbers.
Because I'll win.
You're like, welcome to my dome. You're in my terrain now, boy.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to do next tier list that we do for the Patreon hangout. We're going to rate all the numbers.
Just favourite numbers. Sean, I think we do have to move on. We started that story about the woman wearing 5 extra kg on airport on the flight, but it's fine.
It's fine. We got all we needed to out of that. We're half an hour into the show.
A headline that I really enjoy is German surgeon fired after getting hospital cleaner to assist in surgery.
Oh, come here, just give me a hand with this for a sec.
Come here, just hold this.
Do you think it was that kind of a case, like hold the light or something like that?
So officials at a hospital in Western Germany have expressed regret.
Yeah, I know, we fucking shouldn't have hired them.
Boys, we fucked that one up. After it emerged that one of their surgeons got a cleaner to assist in a toe amputation. Oh no!
Here's the thing.
Oh.
If it came to it, I feel I could do a toe amputation, right?
How do you mean?
You tie it off and then you just fucking cut it off. People lose toes all the time.
How many people do you know in your life that's lost a toe?
I used to work with a lad who had 9 toes. I think he lost one.
I think he lost one. Or he could have been born with 8 and gained one. I don't know.
That was good.
So public broadcaster SWR reported on Friday that the incident at the Mainz University Hospital, which happened in 2020, didn't result in any complications to the patient, but the doctor has since been fired. So the patient is fine. The doctor has now been fired, as it basically came out that the surgeon wrongly decided to go ahead with the routine procedure, even though there was no qualified assistant available due to COVID, as a lot of people were out sick, but right. He was like, fuck that, I'm going to do it anyway. And then he was probably looking out in the hallway and seen a cleaner there and said, here are you, come here. Could you just hold this scalpel while I chop off this lad's toe?
Right, and was the patient awake for this, do you think?
So when the patient, who had received a local anaesthetic, became restless, the doctor asked a nearby cleaner to hold the man's leg and pass surgical instruments to him during the surgery.
I mean, it's not that out of the... Like, gloves were only made mandatory in, like, the 50s, you know? So, like, a cleaner is probably better prepared to be in that scenario.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm assuming the cleaner is probably absolutely fine in the role. It's just the idea that the doctor's like, nobody else here. Well, I've got to do it myself. I'm the perfect person.
Well, like, because it seems like, they say it's a routine procedure. I don't know how fucking often you're amputating toes, but routine procedure, I guess. So,
well, you said everyone's doing
it. No, I'm saying people lose them all the time. It's not that I don't check
in. Not all the time. Once again, I really have to stress, you knew a lad once that might have lost one.
Of all the things, people, steel toe boots are a thing and people don't wear them sometimes. So your toe gets crushed off, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what you're working with.
Oh, you got me there, to be fair. But once again, you don't know any of those people.
During COVID, it was probably like, listen, I can do it now, or you can wait a year and a half and maybe get it done.
It's like
then.
Smoking a cigarette. I'll do you a deal, right?
Yeah.
I can do it now, or you got to wait until 2022, lad, right? That's the only options.
Here, okay, I'm going to give you this scenario. It's like May of COVID, right? 2020. Mm. You are about to get a toe amputated. You know it's coming up. You've reconciled with that fact. You're fine. You check into your local GP's office and he's like, I know you're ready for it today, but I can't do it. There's no one else here. And they, if the doctor said, listen, would you be cool if I got the cleaner in to hold your leg down? Genuinely, I think I'd be like, yeah, fine, do it.
But why are they amputating my toe?
It's gone septic.
It's going to kill me if it doesn't get removed.
Yeah, it's going to, you're going to start at the toe, you're going to lose your whole foot, maybe your leg.
Right.
And then your brain.
Okay. Well, the stakes are indeed high.
They have been raised in the last 10 seconds.
They have been raised. I mean, to me, I would say, well, if I wait, what's going to happen? They would tell me, well, your brain's going to fall out.
Yeah.
And then I would say, well, we better fucking go get the cleaner then, shouldn't we?
Do you know what, Doc? You're right.
Is there anyone else in the building? And I'll call whoever I know to come down and help you if you want.
Would you let me hold your leg down while a doctor cuts your toe off? You're freaking out.
Yeah, I'm losing it.
Yeah,
I'm losing it big to... you know what? No.
Really? Okay.
Because you would be there going, couldn't we have done this tomorrow?
It's pretty good, actually.
And I think you might make the whole thing a lot worse.
Connor, I'm putting my heart and soul into this.
Doc, any chance could you just kill me? Just leave the toe. Leave it.
I'll eat it after this. It's fine. Okay.
The incident came to light, Sean. And look, I was thinking, how, what evidence do they have? They couldn't possibly have any evidence that this even occurred. There's no cameras in a hospital. Everyone knows that. Well, the incident came to light when the hospital manager was walking through the hallway and he spotted the cleaner with bloody gauze pads in hand in the operating room as it was taking place.
Right. Now, this looks bad.
But...
what if the cleaner had just recently killed someone?
You know, I wasn't partaking in the surgery.
No, that would be illegal.
I was killing someone. No, I think how you get around it is, like, the cleaner isn't helping me in the surgery. They're just really thorough and they're cleaning the ward and the surgery room as the blood had dropped on the floor. While I was doing the surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing their job. They're like, they're cleaning up, you know.
Mm.
Like, that, surely that's allowed? It's got to be, well, you probably have to do special cleaning with blood and stuff, right? There's probably a special product.
I think what you do is you just get a piece of paper towel and you just fucking wipe it up and you throw it in the normal bin, you call it a day. Is that not how surgeries work?
No, that's as far as I know, that's how it works.
Actually, no, what you do is you spit on your hand, you spit in your tub, mm-hmm. and then you just wipe it off, and then you bring in the next patient.
Some blood on the floor, just kick your shoe off, you have a sock, wipe that up, shoe back on, no one knows.
I had the George Foreman there last week, Sean, went to clean it, load of grease all over my foot, right?
Yeah.
And on the floor. I'm not going all the way to under the stairs to go get something to wipe that up. I'm using what God gave me, and that is a piece of cloth on my foot, and I'm going to wipe that up, and now my sock is forever greasy.
But I'm doing the start of risky business every time I walk into a room, you know? So...
Do you ever those ads, one sheet does plenty?
Yeah, yeah, for bounty or plenty or whatever.
I wonder if they travel internationally. That's what I thought of when I said paper towels. They could just have one of those sheets.
The marketing is working on you too good, my friend.
Like, what are you talking about? They wouldn't lie to me.
I use Aldi kitchen paper and it's fine.
139, fucking works.
Fucking does it. Four of them in a pack, it's class.
And if it doesn't work, the sock will do it, boy. Will do it.
Oh, you have infinite socks, you know.
I went to Penny's last week, went to Primark, got a fucking pack of the six. 250. It's grand.
Does the job, doesn't it? It's fine.
It's probably going to have holes in them next week. It's fine. Sean, we're moving on because there's a bit of a conspiracy going on that I feel like you need to help me crack.
Okay.
Because, Sean, in the ocean, there seems to be something happening with the orcas.
Yes. I'm already abreast of the situation.
Orcas sink another boat in Europe. The behaviour is spreading, Sean.
Good, says I. Okay. We've been
Where's
in the
Jeff
ocean
Bezos'
for too long.
Boat?
Honestly, start thinking. If we can get the orcas to target billionaires, we're sorted, boys.
We bring them onto our side and get rid of all the yachts.
Because apparently the orcas are now training other orcas in how to do this as well. Like, they're militarising. So
a trio of your orcas worked together to sink a yacht off the coast of Spain, the latest in a string of similar incidents involving the marine mammals and European boats. The three killer whales, one larger than the other two, clearly the ringleader if you ask me, rammed into the yacht. Skipper Werner Schauffelberger said in a media report published last week. The two little orcas observed the bigger one's technique, and with a slight run-up, they too slammed into the boat, he told Germany's Yacht magazine.
The first to break the story, clearly.
The people aboard were all rescued, nobody was harmed, but the boat sank. Since 2020, there have been continuous reports of orcas having these kind of interactions in quotation marks there, Sean, with boats in the Strait of Gibraltar and the waters around Spain's biologist Alfredo Lopez Fernandez, oh my god, amazing name, Alfredo Lopez Fernandez, of Portugal's university, told Life Science. The researcher, who co-authored a paper on the phenomenon published last year, told the news that he only knew of three incidences since 2020 in which orcas had fully sunk a boat, but there had been many incidences of them attacking boats since 2020.
So they're improving every time, is what you're telling me here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In all of those cases, in 2020, orcas sank two sailboats, one in July and one in November, off the coast of Portugal. In those cases, everyone was rescued and there was no incidences, there was no injuries, but all of the boats did sink.
So the orcas, they don't have a problem with people, they just have a problem with the boats. Because it's probably bad for their habitat.
Apparently in 2020, a British yacht was attacked by six or seven orcas slamming into the vessel for 2 hours, apparently going for the rudder in boat cases.
They're systematically taking out key parts of the boat.
They're going to take down the shields and then they're going to take out the engine.
Honestly, pretty good plan. The thing is, right, we are very much on their turf. We don't own the ocean. Same way if you set up a tent in a lion's house. They're going to come knocking, you know? Like...
There's definitely a phrase in that. There's a life lesson somewhere.
Yeah. Look, I've not lived enough life to figure it out, but...
Yeah. Don't set up a tent in a lion enclosure. They're going to come and knock it.
They're on the side of the tent.
Yeah.
And it's like flap, flap, flap. But the orcas are in the right here, I think. And they're not killing people.
Well, Sean, here's what we know. Because... researchers have, they're not quite sure what prompted this behaviour, but Lopez Fernandez, still a great name, told the news that some scientists suspect it all started 2 years ago when a female known as White Gladys had an initial collision or an utter traumatic encounter involving a boat. The theory is that she then started exhibiting defensive behaviour against vessels, which other orcas then began to copy because one of their own had been traumatised by an incident, and now they are working together to take out all boats that are currently on the water for safety reasons.
Which is, that's class. And then if they get in touch with like other pods of orcas, soon the oceans are now battlefields once again.
Like, they're fully in war mode against the boats because one of them was taken down, but it's one for all for one kind of thing.
Oh yeah, it's like you hurt one of ours, we'll kill all of yours. But again, like,
we'll kill every boat.
But like, the humans are in the water after the boat sinks, so like, the orcas could go for them, but they choose not to. They don't have an issue with humans, they have an issue with boats. Yeah.
So they haven't quite put the jigsaw pieces together that there's humans driving the boats.
Yeah.
Now, the issue comes when they figure that out, or the red string is connected to yacht, and then yacht driver is human.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, what's the most efficient way to do this? But, like, orcas are generally aggressive creatures. Like, they just don't want to be hit with boats anymore. So I think
we started it.
So what we need to do, like, we need to enter peace talks with the orcas and get them to be like, look, we'll stop with the boats and maybe you guys don't need to do anything. We'll just stop with the boats. And Connor, look, I love boats. I think ships are class, but they are in the orca's house at the end of the day.
If you were to try to set up some sort of negotiation for peace talks, who are we sending on the human side to maybe talk to the orcas?
The lad who made Blackfish, the documentary.
He understands them.
His heart's in the right place.
Maybe we need to bring one of them with us. So like, one of the ones that like us.
One of the orcas that likes us.
Yeah. Although that's going to be rare because we do treat them like shit. So. If we could just find one that thinks humans are cool.
Yeah. We'll find one that thinks is cool. We'll make them meet. Who's a good representative? David Attenborough. They could meet David. And he'll be like, look, we'll stop with the boats. And they'll be like, grand.
Imagine the fucking news report if we send David Attenborough down in a submarine and they eat him alive. The orcas have killed David Attenborough.
Look, if I'm David Attenborough, that's how I want to go out, okay?
The truth, it's been coming.
He hates the world. He hates what we've done to it.
I'd say, would it be risky to send Seal? I think it would be a bit of a plot twist.
They might not think it's very funny.
Mm.
Do you know, actually, if we want... Okay, so if we want to send someone who's a representative, right... And who a lot of people would be really upset if they were gone.
Mm.
We send BTS down to meet the orcas. If anything happens to them, just the oceans will be gone by Friday.
But like. It might cause the orcas to feel a little bit threatened because there is 19 of them or something. So
that's true.
That might be a hindrance because when 19 of them all pile into that submarine, they all start floating about outside. Orcas are going to think this might be a bit of a fucking setup.
Maybe this is
a gang.
We send Colin Farrell.
Colin could actually talk to them. I'd say he could even charm the orcas.
They'd get on well. The orcas and Colin.
I'd say they would. Yeah. Jada would. We need our own version of Aquaman. But we can't send Momoa because he's too big.
He's too big. He's too fast and furious these days. Like an Irish Aquaman.
We need Colin Farrell. But then we lose Colin Farrell because whoever goes down is dying.
So we want to... Okay, so let's sum up. We need someone who's a good representative of the human race to go down to certain death with the orcas, but just to deliver the fact that we're going to stop with the boats. Also, Blackfish was directed by a lady named Gabriella Cowperthwaite.
Fair play to you, Gabriella.
Fair play. It's good. It's a good film. Okay. Who do we love but not care about is the real question. I'll go down.
Oh.
I'll go down.
Who do we love but not... It's an interesting question.
It is, isn't it?
Who has a big fanfare but, like, doesn't really make much impact?
Matty Healy.
We could solve a lot of problems, actually.
We could. Right in that intersection there.
Yeah. There was somebody in work recently that mentioned that they still liked Conor McGregor. And I could not get my head around that.
How?
And then I said, well, he's only actually, to be fair, he has only done a few crimes. And they said, has he done crimes?
How are you a Conor McGregor fan who missed that, though? Like, surely that's all over the shop. The Conor McGregor message boards.
I can understand if you've seen the crimes and you're just like, nah, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to just follow him anyway because fuck you. But the idea of like, I haven't heard any of that. Like. I didn't hear any of that. I don't know why is everyone against him. Can't understand it. He's one lad we could get rid of.
That's true. But I don't feel he's a good enough, he's the one to represent. What about, right? And I think this person would actually go for the idea. I think they'd actually be into it. Chris Pratt. You know?
You were trying to kill Chris Pratt.
Look, I'm just saying he won't be in movies anymore. Mm. So.
And now the Guardians films are over. We've talked about that. He's peak in those movies.
That's the best Chris Pratt has ever been, is in those Guardians movies. Yeah. So,
but then we don't have to watch any more movies of him as Garfield.
And I think people will be sad that he's gone, but he'll be a worthy tribute to the orcas for that very same reason.
The Rock! The Rock would be a big one you could send down because people like him, but do they love him?
No one does, famously.
Because it's all a glass.
He's just in middling movies for all of time. Do you want that, or do you want him to go down and be killed by orcas?
And it could, if it kicks off, he will kill a few of them before it goes.
Yeah, like we're sending like our champion, he's the biggest like, one.
He'll kill at least three of them before he goes down himself.
Now we don't want to kill the orcas, for what it's worth.
But it could kick off. It could kick off.
It'd be better to be prepared, wouldn't it? You know, Attenborough's not killing any of them.
Attenborough doesn't have it. Ain't they killing orca? Attenborough and Rock. Rock goes as the muscle.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then the Rock dies and Attenborough's like, now you're locked in here with me, kind of scenario.
He pulls out two nunchucks in the war.
They're really slow swinging around.
And now you're locked in here with me. And they're like... It's the water, it's the ocean. What do you mean locked in?
And he's just like, stop hitting boats, please.
Why did he bring nunchucks? The one thing that would be useless in the water.
Like, I feel like a tennis racket would be more effective underwater.
Just
like,
even a blade. Could have given him a sword. A
harpoon gun. It's made for it.
No, you gotta send him in with nunchucks, see what he does.
I respect the decision. I respect how many years he must have spent to master nunchucks enough to be content with them being his main weapon against an orca.
I think we've solved the orca problem, though. Like, I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, it's like we need to offer a tribute of one of our best who we don't care about. Dwayne.
See, but Attenborough is one of those where he's like 99. So, I think he'd rather go fighting, or down fighting, than, you know, They all turned.
Didn't go quietly into the night, kind of a thing. Maybe he'd like the chance. Well, we put Rock and Attenborough in a room. We lock the door and we let them decide who goes down. But Attenborough still gets the nunchucks.
For no reason. He's just always swinging nunchucks.
And The Rock, he loses a toe. That's.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, obviously, you'd have to lose the toe.
Could send Jarrett.
Yeah, but he's a horrible example of the human race.
Well, he would voluntarily go.
Actually, yeah, you could. I'll tell you what you do. You send Jarrett and Musk, and you call it a day.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Those are the two.
Yeah, and then we send them down first, let them be killed, then Attenborough and Rock and go down.
And part of the terms is that we'll also give them Jeff Bezos' boat.
Oh yeah, they can have his boat. I'm willing to give them any boat.
Yeah, yeah.
They want the boat, like, it's fine.
Oh, they can keep the boat, that's fine.
Sean, I think that's it for this week's Weird News.
Do we just condemn celebrities to death at the end?
I think we did, and I don't know, but to be fair, it was a very specific and niche topic that we needed to find a celebrity to get killed for.
That's true. So in addition to your favourite number, let us know what celebrity you would send to the Orcas.
What celebrity would you send down to the Orcas? Now, they might not be dead, because David Attenborough would talk them around.
Yeah, yeah.
But would they give him the chance to talk them around? Is the question.
If you want them to survive, they have to fucking put in the work, okay? They need to talk the Orcas around. Will I take us out, Connor?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of Weird News. We'll be back on Friday with Hero or Zero. I think, are we doing is there a week off thing happening soon?
Oh, I'm away next week.
Okay.
So,
and I'm not doing this on my own.
So there won't be a Weird News next week, unfortunately. I don't think there'll be a Hero or Zero for next week. But Sean, you might do a bit of content on the Patreon.
I'll throw up some stuff. I'll ramble to myself. Might get some friends involved.
Yeah, sure, why not?
I won't let you go hungry, lads. It'll be grand. speaking of the Patreon, big shout out to all the patrons. Good, they keep the show going. In amongst all of the changes and stuff that we've had this year, they've been just solid throughout. So thank you very much. And shout outs go to Roisin the Wife Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Komatsu Dozer Enthusiast Evanson, Waffles loves you and is hoping you have a good day. David Clark, Sean chuckling in the wash and it'll be Grand Jameson. Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus, Walrus Forever.
Who?
Helm Roos. Danny McLaughlin. I was too busy thinking about orcas to think of any other ocean animal.
Ah, good taken.
Danny McLaughlin, Luke Darth, Lord Smish, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Frost Buster, Ed Ball, Lorraine and Connor have swapped the order of their names to purposefully bamboozle Sean. Russ, after the Lollipop Man antics, I am really excited to hear tales of Sean as Kid Plumber, Kid Cop and Kid Pilot. Perfect. I was going to take flying lessons for a bit, but then I decided not to. Thanks to Jackson Bruheim. Liz had a few too many on St. Paddy's Day and tipsily subscribed to the Patreon. And Kira Lawler. All of those people that I just named are excellent, excellent human beings. If you want to join them, head on over to patreon.com/ Here's for Hire podcast. Link to that is below. Also below is a merch store, heresforhire.ie/shop. Twitter's at Heroes for Hire Pod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Divilment's discussion group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I've been Sean Bean.
I shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.